If, however, too large a proportion of the state's resources is diverted from wealth creation and allocated instead to military purposes, then that is likely to lead to a weakening of national power over the longer term. In the same way, if a state overextends itself strategically by, say, the conquest of extensive territories or the waging of costly wars, it runs the risk that the potential benefits from external expansion may be outweighed by the great expense of it all, a dilemma which becomes acute if the nation concerned has entered a period of relative economic decline. The history of the rise and later fall of the leading countries in the great power system since the advance of Western Europe in the 16th century, that is, of nations such as Spain, the Netherlands, France, the British Empire, and currently the United States, shows a very significant correlation over the longer term between productive and revenue-raising capacities on the one hand and military strength on the other. The story of the rise and fall of the great powers, which is presented in these chapters, may be briefly summarized here. The first chapter sets the scene for all that follows by examining the world around 1500 and by analyzing the strengths and weaknesses of each of the power centers of that time.